Fire Chief Tim Harris, thank you very much for joining us. How are things going here at the conference?
They're good. This is our first day of the Northern Heat live fire training. We run this conference every year. The last couple of years, we had to cancel because of the pandemic restrictions, but we're glad to be back and running it again. At the training yard on the West Hill, we've got about 60 firefighters here from all across Alberta and even into Northwest Territories. And they're taking 2 days of live fire training. Different stations to where they can hone different skills for a fire attack.
How many different skills do you guys, maybe an approximate number, I guess, on how many things you have to sort of prepare for, I guess, just in case an emergency is needed?
Hard to put an actual number on it, but some of the things we're training them today is to show them fire behavior, so how fire grows, fire growth, flashover, how fire is limited by ventilation, and then we also show them procedures for entering into structures on fire, how to advance hose lines, how to safely attack the fire, all kind of things, trying to give them experience in different situations they might encounter. The conference here and the training we can offer is very beneficial to some of the smaller departments in Northern Alberta that can't access this training in their own departments, or otherwise they'd have to travel long distances at some expense to get it. So we run this conference fairly affordable due to the support of a lot of local businesses and municipalities in the area.
It is Emergency Preparedness Week this week, Chief. A lot of emphasis is put on the average person getting ready for just in case an emergency happens. But how much does a firefighter need to prepare, especially in a week like this?
Well, we have to be obviously prepared all the time, and you never know when we're going to need our skills. Firefighters, in a way, we need to kind of prepare our families as well. So if there is an emergency, evacuations, floods, that kind of thing, we need to make sure our family's taken care of first before they can then respond and help the rest of the community. So it's important for them to be extra prepared for any kind of emergency.
You mentioned a lot of firefighters and a lot of fire detachments are here. How good has the networking been? I know it's only the first day, but...
It's good. We haven't kind of got together in a couple of years, so everybody's happy to see each other again. With the 2 days of live fire training, then we have 2 days of conference seminars, a trade show at the Chateau Nova Hotel, so there's a lot of networking that'll be going on there.
How much fun is this? Even though it's a pretty serious business, but being prepared for this and having the guys and girls around, how much fun is this?
It's a lot of fun. Firefighting is a serious business, but it's very enjoyable. And firefighters are a good crowd, a lot of humor, a lot of good stories come out during conference.
Fire Chief Tim Harris, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.